All right, get ready. We're diving into this legal case, Cinderella Career Schools v. FTC. It's from 1970, and, well, it's a wild ride. We got accusations about deceptive advertising, super long hearing, even a controversial speech that kind of messes everything up. So, yeah, buckle up.
This case is, well, it's really interesting. It shows how due process is so important, even when you're talking about, you know, a big agency like the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, for anyone who has to deal with regulatory bodies, and this could be anyone, really. Like, if you're in business, law, or even just trying to understand the legal system, this case has some serious lessons. Appearances sometimes. They can be just as important as the facts themselves.
Absolutely. So the FTC, they went after Cinderella Career Schools, and it was 13 counts of misleading advertising. Mainly, it was about what they're saying about their job placement rates.
Whoa, 13 counts. Seems like they really threw the book at them. What was the FTC's issue with the ads, mainly?
Well, you see, they thought Cinderella was making promises they couldn't keep, you know, giving potential students this idea that they'd basically be guaranteed a job after graduation. The FTC thought this was really bad, especially because students were spending so much time and money on those programs.
Yeah, I can see that. High stakes for everyone involved then.
And I heard this wasn't some quick review, right? The FTC really went all out on this investigation.
Oh, yeah. They had a 16-day hearing with like 52 witnesses and 247 exhibits. It was huge. Cinderella definitely had a chance to defend themselves.
Okay, so after all that, you'd think the decision would be pretty clear.
You'd think so, right. And at first, it seemed like Cinderella was in the clear. The hearing examiner, after looking at all the evidence, dismissed every single charge against them.
So, case closed.
Well, not quite. The FTC commissioners, they aren't happy. They decided to look at those ads themselves, and that's where things get interesting.
Hold on. So even though they had this whole long hearing with all that evidence, the commissioners just decided to go with their own take on the ads. Pretty much, yeah. And they ended up reversing the examiner's decision on 6 of the 13 counts. Cinderella got hit with a cease and desist order.
Wow. That's a big turnaround. But I bet Cinderella and the courts weren't too happy about that.
You're right about that. And this is where due process comes in. See, the court didn't like how the FTC did things. They said they couldn't just ignore all that evidence from the hearing and make a decision based on their own reading of the ads.
So it wasn't about if the ads were misleading, but how the FTC got to their conclusion. The process was messed up.
Exactly. The court was clear. Due process means you got to look at all the evidence, be fair, and not just pick and choose what fits your side.
Sounds like the FTC might have gotten a little carried away, maybe letting their first impression of the ads cloud their judgment.
Maybe. And there's another thing that makes this even more complicated.
Oh, is this about the chairman's speech?
Yes, exactly. While this whole appeal was going on, the FTC chairman, Paul Rand Dixon, he gave a speech and it caused quite a stir. Basically, he called out businesses like Cinderella, saying they were deceptive in their advertising.
Oof, talk about bad timing. Cinderella's fighting for their reputation, and the head of the FTC is publicly bashing them. Doesn't seem very impartial, does it?
Not at all. And the court noticed this, too.
Yeah, I can see that causing problems. What did the court say about the speech? Did they think it was prejudicial?
They did. Big problem. The court said it made it look like Chairman Dixon had already made up his mind about Cinderella even before their appeal. This raised concerns about whether Cinderella could even get a fair review.
So it's not just actual bias, but even the appearance of bias can be a problem.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's super important in legal stuff. The court was clear. Justice has to be done, but it also has to look like it's being done fairly. That speech, no matter what the intention was, just made it seem like there was already a judgment, and that undermines the whole process.
So what happened next? Did the FTC just give up, or did they try to fix things?
Well, they didn't completely give up, but they knew they had to change their approach. The court was serious. They had to go back and do a better job, look at everything, and make sure there was no hint of bias. So we're back, diving deeper into Cinderella Career Schools v. FTC.
Right. Where we left off, the court had told the FTC to go back and think about the case again. They reminded them about due process and being impartial. What happened then? Did the FTC keep trying to make their case against Cinderella?
Well, they were kind of stuck, you know? They could keep pushing and maybe get criticized more by the court, or they could back off and rethink things.
It was like a tough spot. What did they end up doing?
Well, they chose the smarter way, I think. they listened to the court and decided to do a much more thorough review of everything and be totally impartial.
So they went back to all that evidence from that 16-day hearing, all those testimonies and exhibits.
Exactly. They looked at everything again, the witness statements, all 247 exhibits, and even brought in experts from outside for a fresh perspective.
Wow, big change from before, where they kind of dismissed the hearing examiner and just went with their own reading of the ads?
Yeah, totally different. This time, they were serious about looking at everything. And as they got deeper, some interesting stuff came up that they maybe hadn't noticed before.
Oh, like what? Did they find anything that made them question their initial ideas about Cinderella's advertising?
They did. Remember those student testimonials? Where some students said good things about Cinderella and getting jobs after?
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
The FTC didn't seem too convinced by them at first. Did those end up mattering in this new review?
They did. Big time. At first, the FTC thought those were just one-off cases. But when they looked closer, they saw way more positive stories than they thought. They couldn't ignore the fact that a lot of students actually did well in Cinderella's programs.
So that whole idea the FTC had about Cinderella being this predatory school tricking students, that kind of fell apart.
Kind of, yeah. All those positive student stories, plus the proof that people were getting jobs, it made it hard for the FTC to stick to their original story.
Felt like they were so focused on finding bad stuff, they missed a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, that's a good point. It shows why it's so important to look at every side of the story and not let your own ideas get in the way of an investigation.
What about those other issues, like Cinderella's refund policy and how good their programs actually were? Did this new review change anything there?
Yeah, they looked into the refund policy again. People said it was too strict, almost impossible to use. But when they checked the rules, they saw it was tough. Yeah, but it wasn't actually deceptive or lying about anything.
So it wasn't like Cinderella was trying to trick students out of refunds.
Right. It was all there in the enrollment papers, black and white. And there was no proof Cinderella was trying to stop students from asking for refunds.
So more like a read the fine print situation, cool. Not outright deception.
Exactly. The court made it clear the FTC couldn't just assume students were being misled. They needed hard evidence. And in this case, the evidence showed it was a strict policy, but not a sneaky one.
That makes sense. Okay, what about the quality of their training programs? Did the FTC find anything to back up their worries about bad facilities, inexperienced teachers, or misleading claims about how good the education was?
That's where things get a little tricky. Remember, the FTC's case was based a lot on what a few unhappy students said. They claimed Cinderella didn't deliver on promises about high-quality teaching and fancy facilities.
Yeah, like that whole bait-and-switch thing where the ads make things look amazing, but the reality is a letdown.
Right. But when they reviewed everything again, the FTC realized they might have put too much weight on those few complaints. Remember, a lot more students said they were happy with their training and teachers.
So they couldn't judge the whole program just on a few bad experiences, especially when more people had good experiences.
Exactly. Plus, the court said the FTC hadn't really shown what high quality even meant in this industry. Without a clear standard, it's hard to prove Cinderella was doing a bad job.
It's like the FTC was going by their own gut feeling about quality, which isn't really enough for a legal case.
Right. The court's focus on due process and real evidence made the FTC rethink their whole approach. And the more they looked, the more they realized this case against Cinderella wasn't so simple.
So what did the FTC do then? Did they drop the whole thing or find a different way to deal with the issues they still had about Cinderella's advertising?
That's a good question, and it leads us to the last part of the story.
All right, so here we are, the final part of Cinderella Career Schools v. FTC. Last we heard, the FTC was in a tough spot. The court told them to reassess, and they had found some things that challenged their first take on the case. So what happened?
Well, the FTC had a big decision to make. Keep pushing their accusations and maybe lose in court again, or recognize things were complicated and try a different way. What do you think they did?
Based on what we've talked about with due process and looking at all the evidence, I'm thinking they went with the more sensible option.
You got it. The FTC decided to work with Cinderella. They realized being super aggressive might not be the best way to protect students from misleading ads.
Okay, so what did that look like? Did they drop all the charges against Cinderella?
Not completely. They admitted their case wasn't perfect, but still had some issues with how Cinderella advertised, especially about those job placement numbers. Those claims were pretty big, and the FTC wanted to make sure they were accurate and not tricking anyone.
So they weren't letting Cinderella off the hook entirely? What did they do instead of that cease and desist order, which would have been bad for Cinderella's reputation?
Instead of a legal fight, they went for negotiation. They made a consent agreement with Cinderella, which lets Cinderella keep running, but with some changes to address the FTC's worries.
Seems more reasonable, considering how complex this case was. What was in that agreement? What did Cinderella have to change?
Cinderella had to tweak some of their ads, especially the parts about job placement stats. They had to be more upfront about their data, give more context, and not use language that sounded like a job guarantee.
So basically, be more honest and clear.
Exactly. And the agreement also said the FTC would keep an eye on Cinderella to make sure they were following the rules.
It sounds like both sides had to give a little to get to this solution. Cinderella had to change their ads, and the FTC had to admit their first approach wasn't the best.
Right. And in the end, the court actually praised both the FTC and Cinderella for working together and finding a solution that protected students and kept the regulatory process fair.
So what can we learn from all this? What's the takeaway from this Cinderella story?
Well, it shows that balance is really important. The FTC has to protect consumers, but they have to do it fairly and by the rules. Businesses, while trying to be successful, also have to be ethical and transparent in their advertising.
It's like finding the sweet spot between regulation and letting businesses do their thing, making sure consumers are safe, but not holding businesses back.
Exactly. And I think this case gives a good lesson to both sides. The FTC learned about due process and really looking at all the evidence. And Cinderella learned about being clear and honest in their advertising, especially when dealing with a powerful agency like the FTC.
It's a good reminder that even when things seem really clear-cut, there's often a lot more to the story. And the best answers sometimes come from taking a step back, looking at things again, and finding some common ground.
Well said. The Cinderella Career Schools case may not be a fairy tale, but it reminds us about due process, fairness, and how powerful it can be to find common ground when looking for justice.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. And remember, sometimes the most important lessons come from the cases where it's hard to tell what's right and wrong.